Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is the best of two pros and a cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox on Fox Sports Radio.
You know how Friday should be. They should be a football Friday. And you bet your sweet ass they are. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Friday night is a football Friday.
Did we do this yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Football Friday.
Sure did.
But it was Thursday night. Football.
What are we doing?
It's football tonight. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Football Friday.
It is a football Friday here. Round of applause. Live studio band in attendance here. Everybody socially distanced. Masks on despite the heat wave in Southern California here, and here, away we go. We've got ourselves a football game to recap, an NFL game, and I would like to make a bold prediction here and a bold statement right now here on the air to start off the show. All right.
Buffalo.
The LA Rams are the worst team in the NFL. They're the worst team that I've seen in the NFL thus far. Not even close. They got absolutely blowtorched last night at home in front of, you know, half and half, depending on the ratios that you look at on some of these fans' shots in the crowd. That was an ugly performance. Yeah. Sounded like it. Sounded like it at times.
Honestly, I honestly was confused. Like, aren't they playing in SoFi? Like, wait, aren't
well,
they so high?
If that was the case, we would have seen more bulldozers thrown on the field. But we did
true.
Not see that. So.
Yeah,
I guess. But golly, every time they made a play, you 100% heard the crowd go up when the Bills made a play. It was crazy. Like, it was like they were playing at home. I knew they traveled well. I've heard you speak of it, Q. I mean, I've heard of Bills Mafia. I know about the mustard and all that stuff, breaking tables. I didn't know that they were a fan base that traveled like that, where they take over an entire stadium across the country. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you really look at what happened last night, that was just that was a normal home game for the Los Angeles Rams. The only difference is they're supposed to be celebrating their Super Bowl victory. Wow. And even then, they couldn't seem to have more fans than the Buffalo Bills. That, so.
I mean, that's kind of interesting.
It's kind of
telling.
Yeah, it is.
I will say this, though. What a statement. Holy.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has been singing the praises of the Buffalo Bills, right? Everybody, Josh Allen's going to be the MVP. And he didn't have a stellar night, but he had a dope night for night number one and it being a start of a season. And the Bills defense, whoo, Leslie Frazier and that defense, their front, their coverage, I mean – That they look like a Super Bowl team in week one.
They had,
I don't want to get carried away, but they look like a Super Bowl team in week one.
The entire year last year, they had 42 sacks as a team. They had 7 last night. So, like, they're well on their way to surpassing that on one night. Because Von Miller looked like he was there was a little
healthy.
Juice there. Yeah, he looked healthy. Yeah, and there was, it kind of justified maybe at least early on the contract they handed out because he was a monster. And Matt Stafford took a beating.
He didn't look right either, did he?
No, he did not. Yeah, I came away from that game and we were texting a little bit. Brady and I were texting and I was like, if you didn't know anything about football and somebody just said, all right, watch this game tonight and just tell me what you think. Who's the better team? Just like talent wise, just skill wise, who looks like they're the better football team? Buffalo looked like they were on another level than the Rams. Like the Rams didn't look close last night. That was bad.
Not even close.
My thing is, it was 31-10. And Josh Allen threw 2 picks. I believe the Buffalo Bills fumbled 2 more times, and they still beat him by 3 touchdowns.
Yep.
I mean, it was a butt kicking. I was glad to see though the Bills like were as advertised. Which I think when you hear that much buzz about one team, you start to kind of go, okay, maybe everyone's seeing what everyone's seeing, and they're just that much better than everyone else. And I thought Josh Allen, you know, the first drive of the game, you're watching it going, okay. Are there any concerns about Brian Daboll not being the play caller? Check, no. I mean, after that first drive, you're going, okay, that was kind of masterful. They just worked their way down the field, and Gabe Davis is wide open for a touchdown, which in the NFL, by the way, is really tough to do. So credit Ken Dorsey, the play design. And then as the game went on, you're like, dude, the only reason the Rams are even in that game was because of mistakes made by the Bills. It wasn't like they were ever really even close. And that's not a knock on them. It's just the sheer fact that the Bills are that talented, man. Like, they are just that deep, that talented, and they're on a mission. Like, it's scary to think what they may do this year.
They did it without Ed Oliver for most of the game, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he went out with that ankle injury. I mean, Stephon Diggs was punking Jalen Ramsey. I mean, they were going at it all night. I loved that little rivalry that was going on. I mean, they're impressive, man. I mean, I said I threw Baltimore out there. I'm gonna stay bullish on what I said. I haven't seen anybody play, and it is week one, but Googala Moogala, bro. That was like that was actually worth the price of admission to watch that game all the way through. So whew.
Yeah, it was and I just you come away from that game and you go, all right, well, it is just one game, but that's about as bad as it gets, especially defending Super Bowl champions. Like we've seen teams have dogfights. Like last year, it was Tampa Bay and Dallas. Remember that one? And we came away from that game, and it was like, man, Tampa Bay won that game, but Dallas made a little bit of a statement.
Right.
You know, maybe they'll meet up in the postseason later on.
Right.
I mean, the Rams looked awful. Like, they looked bad. And there were some reports afterwards that Sean McVay was laying into the team, that some of the media members were outside the locker room waiting for him to address the media, and that Sean McVay just laid waste to the team and was screaming at him up and down, although he was, you know, defending Matt Stafford after the game and that's as bad of a performance. If you were to ask them, what's the worst possible scenario, barring an injury, a major injury, that's as bad of a performance for the Rams as you could possibly have happen in week one and night one of the season. That's
first bad. Loss though for McVay, right? I mean, first loss of an opening game. It's the first time I think he's ever been below 500. Isn't that crazy to see that stat? I was like, wow, because he's never lost. So he's never started over.
Is it really? So he's never been below 500?
He had the longest NFL streak for a head coach of never being below 500 in his career. Huh. Yeah, crazy.
They look dejected on that sideline. Raheem Morris, they just all – Aaron Donald, Jalen, they look like dumbfounded. Like, it told you if you would have told them that that was what it was going to look like for them or what they were going to feel like – after that game or fourth quarter of that game, they were just dejected. It was a blower. I knew it was going to be a good game. And I kind of felt like the Bills would come out on top. I didn't think they'd do it in that type of emphatic fashion, man. I mean, that's impressive.
The good thing was OBJ was in the house to be able to witness it. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, look.
He was there.
I mean, well, the rumors are, what is it, Buffalo and L.A.? Those are the two teams last night that that he's been, I guess, that they've thought that he would be connected to. Those two teams would be potentially landing spots for him. I mean, I don't know. The Rams can't run the football. You know, the jokes on social media were, where the hell is Cam Akers? I think he had 3 rushing attempts for 0 yards. Stafford's taken a beat. Whitworth is gone, which maybe is getting overlooked a little bit. But if this is, and one of the other things too, why the hell is Josh Allen running that late in the game? But why is he running with the football? He was taking a pounding on some of these runs, and I looked at that and said, it would not surprise me based on how that game went last night if not only Josh Allen didn't start every game for the Bills this year, but also Matt Stafford, because those two guys took a pounding. Allen, because he wanted to scramble a little bit. But every time he got outside the pocket, it looked like he took a beating. And Stafford did too.
He does the exact opposite of trying to get down and not looking for contact. Like, he literally looks for contact. I mean, that stiff arm was – it's a great highlight. Ooh. But, I mean, some defender can grab your arm, pull you down. That's his throwing hand, mind you, which makes it even dumber to do that. So, here's what I took away from last night. If the Bills don't win the AFC East, if they don't have a shot at winning the AFC and they aren't playing in the championship game, it's a direct result of Josh Allen getting hurt. That's the biggest thing that keeps him from doing that. Like, he can miss a game or two because I think they've got a quarterback room with Case Keenum, I believe, is the backup, who's very capable of coming in and winning a game. But, dude, they can't afford to lose him. I was thinking when they were up 3 scores, I was like, man, just put someone else in. Like, don't even allow him to make the decision to be able to be out there and take off and run if you're going to throw the football, or if you, you know, do anything out there. Just take the decision out of his hands and take him off the field. That's the only way you can really protect him.
Especially if your defense is playing like that.
He didn't run very much early on, though. Like, early on, he didn't. It was like more later in the game. And I think it's probably because his mindset was to protect and preserve what they were doing and not let it get sloppy. But I don't disagree with that. You don't want to take those type of hits. I mean, we have the Lamar Jackson conversation all the time about why they don't want to pay, you know, or why the reason why it could be that they don't want to pay that type of money, and it's always because of the contact that they're going to receive. So I don't disagree with the idea of, the guy who seems to be he is the odds-on favorite to win MVP. I mean, you don't want it to get derailed because you were running too much. You were out in that Serengeti running, and one of them lions or one of them tigers or, you know, something then came, one of them cheetahs then ran up on you and took a leg off or something, or an arm. You know, you don't
you
want that.
Imagine that if they'd, like removed one of his legs from his body.
You wouldn't want that, man.
That'd be awful.
They got medicine to put it back on, but that's just an inconvenience. You
know? Yeah,
you don't
be fine.
Deal with that. Yeah,
you don't
deal
with that. It'll be all right. So yeah. are you more sore the first game after the first game of the season than any other game? Like, the first game of the season, because you haven't taken a pounding like that. So what are these guys feeling like over the next couple of days? Josh Allen and Matt Stafford, they got to be feeling awful.
Angry, correct? I mean, sore, both of it.
I wouldn't even remember, to be honest with you. I know being sore was just being sore. You know, you bang up against 300-pound men, 6'6", 6'5", you know, and then you're hitting on people, you know, in terms of tackles and stuff like that, and trying to run people down and hitting the ground. And, man, I tell you, as a coach, right, it's our game day, by the way. As a coach, to think about how sore you would be after a game, like you're watching, like I'll be standing on a sideline and I'll see the way they hit the ground when they tackle, and I'll be like, ooh, like – man, I'm straight humanized at this point, bro, because on everything, I can't even imagine what that would feel like to be running full speed, hit somebody, and oh, by the way, y'all all are falling on the ground, people rolling on top of you, you're rolling on top of them, and yeah, it's every bit of a full contact sport, man, but you love it. You know what I mean? That's what I do remember, is you love the feeling of, you know, it's like kind of a man's man type of thing. Like, I'm sore because I worked my ass off. You know what I mean? I'm sore because I was whomping ass. You know what I mean? Like, that's, yeah, that's you. You definitely want to feel like you got in there and you were doing some you know, some work, some real work.
Yeah, that's good for you because you're on defense. What about the guys on offense you're taking it out on? What about these these poor quarterbacks? Josh Allen, right? I mean, like, you know, Brady Quinn's got to sit there. He's got to sit there and be sore for 2-3 days because you guys are out running around like
– You're being sarcastic because, honestly, they dish out a lot of punishment too.
Who, the quarterbacks?
Not so much the quarterbacks, but –
But what, it's my quarterback.
By the way, what?
What?
Yeah.
By the way,
I don't know what we're talking about now.
What did you make of Matt Stafford's tackle attempt? All right, did you see that when he threw the pick and he tried to make that?
It was very dangerous.
He got him down, but
hey, on the sneak, that could have been a season-ending. Even maybe a career-ending injury, the way he tried to make that tackle. He should thank his lucky stars that it didn't turn out the way. You can't stick your head directly down like that and go into somebody's legs the way that he did. Like, that he could have – like, that could have got ugly. Like, I cringed, honestly. Yeah. Like, so I'm glad it didn't end that way, but you got to do better. I know they're not supposed to tackle, and I know he made the play, but – that was dangerous what he did.
Yeah, it was a fun one to watch. Lots of interesting things that came out of it. And I hope the Bills stay healthy, man, because they are damn fun and talented.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car fisher or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Redestein tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Redestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And I don't know if you guys know this or not,
nope.
But if you look at what day of the week it is,
yep.
It's a very special day of the week on this show.
Yeah.
And it means even more on this day than it does even on other days. Because normally during the off season, we promote and we have fun with this. And people are like, well, why are you making this the theme of the day when it's not even that time of the year? But it is officially that time of the year, which makes it the first official Football Friday of the NFL season. Yeah. Yeah.
Friday night is Football Friday.
Yeah.
Did we do this yesterday?
Yeah.
Football Friday.
Yeah. Suck them.
Yes,
rock them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We already
put it on the head.
Cuban coffee.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. It is Football Friday here. We got a live studio audience here. They are all excited about it as we clap away. We clap away here. Yeah.
I heard one person clapping.
Big time.
Okay.
You know, just, you know,
sure
the mic set up.
Yeah. It was comparable to Rams fan base last night.
Oh, man. That is. Oh, how dare you? By the way, I did have some boots on the ground at the game last night.
Okay.
Some interesting notes from the game. Former producer here at Fox Sports Radio, Eric Roberts. He basically looks like.
E-Rob.
Yeah. Looks like Justin Tucker's stunt double. He was at the game because he's a diehard Bills fan, and he mentioned a couple of things. Number one, it was hot as hell inside the place, which is weird because I know it's not really a dome, but I
had to have that AC off, bro. But go ahead.
Yeah, but he was saying that it was like over the top hot. Like everyone was complaining. Like a lot of the fans are like, it is really, really hot here. Like people were sweating. Like it was that bad. And it's been really hot in Southern California.
Game.
Yeah,
there's elements, you know.
Okay, but this is like how many billions of dollars, and you don't have some sort of an AC system or
we're going through a heat wave. Hello,
no airflow, no
Turn
nothing.
Turn your AC off.
That's true.
From 4 to 9.
That is.
Why
true.
Is that not different for SoFi?
That is true. All right,
okay.
So fair point. So there was that. Also,
you know what else? Before you go any further,
what's that?
From what I hear, rumor has it. That OJ was up in
he was
with some Air Force Ones on, some Bills Air Force Ones with the 32 on it on.
Brady, did you see that?
Those things are killer, man. Yeah.
See, oh my
man.
God.
The killer kicks. It's too soon. That's
it
way
is.
Too soon.
Way too
way
soon.
Way too
what
soon.
What a class act. But yeah, so
I heard
OJ,
they were killer.
He's unbelievable.
OJ did it.
He's unbelievable. Just unbelievable. So there was that. Also, sad news to report from the game, according to our buddy Eric Roberts, former producer here at Fox Sports Radio, still a part of the iHeart family, by the way. He said that there were no bildos thrown on the field, but there was a streaker, and he did have a flare
like a
with
canister
him.
Or something.
Yeah.
Like
so
a pink,
I don't, like,
canister.
Maybe it was like a gender reveal thing or something.
It was
maybe.
Animal protest.
Really?
Yeah. I actually had that for the BQ News, but we can talk about it now. Yeah, it was actually animal activists.
I mean, whatever happened.
They are the. I believe in, you know, equal rights in terms of in the animal kingdom for animals as it applies to animals, but. They are the worst, though. I'm sorry. They go over the top.
Whatever happened to the good old days, like in an NBA game where people would glue themselves to the floor for animal rights? You know, like that.
A gender reveal would have been way doper.
Yeah.
Because he was going to the clink after that. So, you know, gender reveal would have been way better.
I got news for you. Every time one of these animal rights activists or PETA open their mouths, all it makes me want to do is eat a ribeye with turkey as the bun. Right in front of them.
Jeez.
Like that's all it makes you want to do.
Dear God,
it is. There's no lies being told there. It just that bothers me when they got to speak up like this. They ruin the whole thing. And there were people wearing O.J. Simpson jerseys from some of the pictures that were sent to me. So there's like literally fans walking around with Bill's O.J. Simpson jerseys. So Bill's Mafia definitely showed up, and I think that's why.
Can it's weird. Can I pose this question though?
It's
like
weird.
So these two women who are the animal rights activists.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think they tell their parents they do for a job? I mean, I'm wondering,
point.
Like, I mean, because we've had a number of these now. Like, you mentioned there was that the Timberwolves game where the lady tried to glue herself to the floor.
Yeah, there's been a couple.
Joey
times.
Chestnut had to put someone in an arm bar during a hot dog eating contest.
Yep.
I'm kind of wondering, like, what do they tell their parents? Are they like, yeah, I'm actually an accountant, but you know, in my free time, I like to go and run with a flare across an NFL game that's kicking off the season.
I want to know. I want to pull these people into an interrogation room, and I want to look them square in the eye, and I want to say, hey, you answer me this honestly right now, okay?
Have you had bacon?
Yeah, exactly. You've never had, like, beef jerky because you're doing a long road trip and you stop at a gas station, that's all they got? Or you never had beef jerky. You never had a chicken nugget. You've never had a buffalo wing. None of that is ever, like, you've just skipped through all, like, bacon bits on your salad. You never had any of that stuff before. These people are so full of crap, man. They're so full of it.
No, they're not full of crap. They're full of plants.
Yeah.
Plant-based.
Yeah. Which makes them, you know, probably plant-based. Regular. I mean, they are
regular. Yeah, fiber.
Yeah. Very regular.
They eat fruits.
So do you guys want to hear Sean McVay had, he talked about Matt Stafford's interceptions. And listen. Loves his quarterback. All right. If you don't think so, here was the Rams head coach afterwards.
I love Matthew Stafford. There was a couple unfortunate balls that get tipped up, but you know, those are some of those things. I know he's going to continue to compete. Love Matthew, and you know, we're going to keep riding.
All right. So, because I thought he didn't play.
His arm
all that
looked
great.
A little weak to me, guys.
I thought he didn't. I think he didn't play all that well, but. You know, apparently not, Brady.
His
I mean, apparently, well, all is good here. Three picks, you know, we're good.
There was a couple throws. I was like, oh, okay. Like, that's Russ. That's, you know, him trying to get on the same page. Like, maybe it was Allen Robinson, who's obviously new to the team this year. It seems like they hadn't really connected yet. But whatever elbow issues he's been dealing with, it looked like it's playing a role in a little bit of last night's performance. I mean, there was an out route to the right he threw that was an interception. Which, you know, look, for a right-handed quarterback, typically outbreaking routes to the right are ones that even if you don't set your body properly, you can adjust your arm and still make an accurate throw. That thing was well behind the intended receiver and got picked off. And I was like, man, that was to the left. Like, I get it because, you know, your body's closed, so it's harder to adjust with just your arm across your body to then make that throw. So you sometimes see guys throw a little behind to their left if they're right-handed. But that throw, like, where what he's – I mean, he's thrown for over 50,000 yards. He's the 12th quarterback to do so. Like, that's a throw he can make in his sleep. So that was one that really caught my attention and kind of thought, all right, like, I need to go back through and comb through this film because there's something off right now as far as, you know, either his mechanics or in his elbow and that issue that they're trying to gloss over.
Does it get better? Something like that, knowing that
I don't know what it is, so it's hard to know if it will or won't. I mean, hopefully the chemistry with Allen Robinson will get better the more they play together.
Yeah, but his health is that's probably going to be the biggest question that's being asked the rest of the way. I agree with you on that. He just looked weak. His arm looked weak. It didn't have that Matthew Stafford pop. To it,
yeah,
and
the,
so
the type of pop that like knocks a photographer off a stage.
Great,
you know?
Point.
Yep.
Great,
yep.
Point.
Yep.
You know, he hit that out route.
Yep.
Can't confirm that. I mean,
and then disappeared.
It was actually
faded
a down and
black.
Out.
I mean,
it was actually a down and out.
Yeah, I mean, she showed up to take pictures of a Super Bowl ceremony and a parade, and ended up looking like Martin Sheen off The Departed. I mean, just right, just you know, right off the.
Goodbye.
He gone. Just yeah, it's just not great. But so Adam Schefter sent this tweet out yesterday, and look, the whole this. is why I'm a little skeptical on the whole, whatever Sean McVay is telling us about Matt Stafford and his elbow or his whatever's going on with him. Because remember he came out and he said, well, you know, there's some, you know, like some stuff that they deal with. It's more like what a pitcher would deal with. And, you know, we're talking like Tommy John stuff was thrown out there that they're talking about this elbow. And he didn't really have an answer for it. And then all of a sudden people started discussing it more and more. And there was some concern. And then McVay went out of his way multiple times after that to say, oh, no, there's no concern and we are good to go. And he's full go and he should be ready to rock and everything's fine. And then Schefter comes out the morning of the first game of the season and says that Stafford underwent an offseason elbow procedure to deal with the pain he experienced last season to help prepare for this season. Despite the questions about his elbow, Stafford is now said to feel better today than he did this time last year. I don't know about you guys, but he didn't look like this last year. So if this is something, and it's not that he played great all the way through, but it did look like there was something else going on. And the more that they try and tell you a different side of the story or spin it in one way or the other, the more skeptical I get that this is going to be something that he's not going to have to deal with the entire year. Just feels a little off to me.
Do you guys get the sense that this season could be just burning, crash, and flames for the LA Rams?
Yes.
I'm not going to go there yet. I mean, it certainly didn't look good.
I had the feeling of that last night, though. Like, I picked them to win the NFC West. And I was like, oh, no. Uh-oh. That's not good.
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I'm one game in, and I don't think the Rams – and I had them making the playoffs. I had them being a wild card team. Like, if Trey Lance is solid, not great, but just solid, I would take the 49ers to finish ahead of them in that division right now. Not Seattle, but I would take San Fran to finish ahead of them.
You haven't even seen them play yet.
I know, but if they do play – and here's the best part. If Trey Lance goes out and struggles on Sunday, I'll go back on that on Monday, and there's nobody here that will be sober enough listening to this program Monday after the first Sunday of games that they'll be completely thrown off by whatever my take is on Monday, and that way they'll forget all about Friday.
Classic Knox.
It's what we do here. All right.
I'm not jumping ship on LA yet. I still think they're going to win the West. I just think that it's going to not be like it was last year. Honestly, like that the whole thing about the biggest indictment last night was you're a team that's known for paying and overpaying to get guys so that you can win. And the one guy that impacted the game the most out of anyone was a Los Angeles Rams the year before and now is a Buffalo Bill. I just, you know, and there were a lot of questions about his health and how much does Von Miller have left. But I didn't realize how much of a deficit it would create for the Rams not having Von. And, you know, the thing about him, just super quick, it's kind of interesting because I break guys down, especially pass rushers and linebackers. He is so deliberate in the way that he moves. It doesn't even look like and efficient. It doesn't even look like he's moving quick or fast. It just looks like kind of like it's almost casual the way he moves. But it is so affected. You know who else was used to look like they weren't moving fast at all but was always super effective was Brian Cox. It kind of has like that feeling like how does Brian Cox execute a swim move on this, and you know he's going to swim move you to the inside. You know he's going to get you, and he's able to do it every time. Von Miller had an outstanding game, and it seemed this became super evident to me. If it didn't even become evident to me when he was in Denver, Von Miller makes everyone around him better, and it kind of made me feel like Aaron Donald is one of the most, maybe the most impressive dominant player in the game right now, especially on defense. And I think he is that type of a presence and impact player that makes guys better as well. But Von Miller makes everyone around him better. And I just wonder how much of that did they miss in that game, and how much of an indictment was that for the Rams that you could see it play out in the first game of the season. I thought that was pretty interesting.
I was kind of surprised. I didn't know that Von Miller had played his entire career with the Rams. I mean, I thought he only played like 8 games or so.
Right.
But they made it out to be like this was, oh, my first time back. Dude, he's not playing the Broncos. What are we talking about here? He had a half a season.
But they won a Super Bowl together, and I think that that's what kind of makes it kind of.
They did. You know,
They did win a Super Bowl.
Don't take that away from them.
Yeah, okay. I mean, listen, hey, good for them.
I mean, I agree with you, Jonas. I mean, it wasn't long enough to be like, oh, like, wow. But they did win a Super Bowl together.
Yeah, this
they
is.
They did.
This like, do you think Vaughn actually owns property in L.A.? Or did he just rent it when he was there?
No way. Right, you got to be a rental, right?
I would have thought.
Especially like the housing costs out here. Come on, there's got to be a rental. But
it doesn't.
But he's got plenty of money now.
Yeah, he does. Six-year deal.
Don't lose value. I'll tell you that.
Six-year deal. He's gonna. Look, by the time his career's over, so he's got a couple of Super Bowls now. Like, I wonder where he's gonna be on the sack listing. Like where he's gonna be, as far as I don't think he gets to obviously Bruce Smith, who's sitting at what 200 career sacks, but he's sitting at what 115 and a half now. Like he's gonna be venturing into all-time great status as far as pass rushers go. And it's funny to think that he was John Elway's first pick when John Elway took over in Denver. Like that's a good first pick to have. And then you think about Brock Osweiler and some of the other stuff afterwards. But again, who cares about all that? I think it's clear after one game the Rams are the worst team in the NFL. I just think I want to be clear about that for our friends listening.
How many games have been played so far?
One game. That's all we need as of right now.
Okay,
we are not wrong.
All right.
They haven't won a
Fair
game.
Enough.
The Rams haven't won a game in months. All right, they have not won a game in months, and it's a real problem. But don't tell Sean McVay he's going to defend Matt Stafford at all turns.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
News.
Turn on the news.
Let's go to the news desk.
What's the good news?
Here's Brady Quinn.
Yay.
Luka Doncic, everyone knows who that is,
yep.
Right? The Dallas Mavericks star. Well, he's in a legal battle with his mom over controlling his trademark. Yeah, Luka Doncic 7, the trademark, which has been controlled by his mom. She's refused to give it up, and Doncic actually confirmed to Mark Stein that he filed a petition with the United States Patent and Trademark Office canceling it. Again, he did give permission to his mom a few years ago, but he's been trying to convince her to give it up. He's trying to control more of his branding, his business affairs on his own. Unfortunately, his mom is not allowing him to at this point.
Wow, whenever I see these stories of like athletes or celebrities who get into these legal battles over finances with their parents, it really gets me depressed. Like that's just terrible because there's no, like, is there ever a happy ending in any of that stuff to where like, oh, don't worry about it. You know, upon further review, you know, we're just butting heads a little bit, but we're all good now. Like once somebody that close to you shows that side of themselves, for me, it's hard to go back on that.
I'm with you. I feel bad. I feel bad, obviously, for Luka having to deal with this. Look, mama always, you know, that knows best, or at least think they do. So it's tough, you know, to when you have to actually say, hey, like, I got this. I can handle this moving forward. I don't need your help in this regard. But, yeah, some moms it's easier to, you know, separate from in that regard than others.
But there's a lot of people who are a big fan of Luka's mom. Big fans.
Are you speaking for yourself then?
No. I'm just saying when she appeared at the draft, when he got drafted, she came on the screen and was trending for a little while. A lot of people, fans. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big fans.
That's the sort of hard-hitting stuff you're into, Jonas, so hey. I appreciate you bringing that up.
It's called journalism, you know? It's what I do here.
it's today's journalism.
Yeah, it certainly is. Click this. You know, that's how it goes.
All right. How about this? You know, if you're listening out there, you live in a condo, be careful of your condo association president. We've got one in Florida who's allegedly hiding spy cameras and got caught in the guest room flower pot, but also a number of other condos in which he resides over as the president.
Yeah, you know, I've had to deal with HOA people and condo association people. You know what? They are up there on the list of worst people ever.
Hold on.
They are some of the worst control freaks ever. And like, get a life. If people are minding their business,
I know where you're going, Jonas.
Yours.
I already know.
I
just didn't know, LeVar. I didn't know if you knew this or not, but Brady Quinn was HOA president for a short time.
And you know what? Get a life.
2 years.
Get a freaking life. Yeah. If you were one of them overbearing, detail-oriented dudes.
LeVar is one of those guys who does not know the whole story, so he's going to speak without actually being educated on what happened. Okay. I walked into a meeting late. And I had all these people look at me. They go, hey, we need a new president. So-and-so wants to step down. They want to travel more, and they're in retirement, et cetera, et cetera. I said, I'm sorry, I can't do this. I don't have time for this. They're like, no. We'll have people to give you help. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. I literally moved. Probably 50% of the decision was just because in the bylaws, you obviously, in order to remain HOA president, you have to live there. So part of the motivation to move was the fact that I don't have to be the HOA president anymore. It is the most thankless job. You got people like LeVar who are complaining about stuff. They have no idea what they're talking about. And then you got to deal with that. Yep. And so honestly, like, I had to meet with the city all the time, all these other civic associations, all sorts of other things that were going on. I can tell you this much, though. I never walked into anyone's house and tried to put up a spy camera, though. That's for sure.
Hey, by the way.
Hey, you know what's funny? Hold up. You know what's funny is when I said it, I knew 100% that Q had been HOA or condo president of the association.
I can't tell you, just so we're clear on that. I would get emails all the time and people yelling at me, and I'm like, I did nothing wrong. Like, they'd be upset about like a homeless issue at their business, like, which is not even an HOA issue, and I'd be getting emails from this lady about it. I'm like, ma'am, I can't help you. Call the city. I don't know what to do for you.
Here is the best part. So we gave Brady the nickname the HOA Constrictor.
Because we called him the HOA Constrictor.
And I didn't think there was actually anything, it was just by title only. And I remember I talked to you one day and you were annoyed. And I said, what's the problem? You're like, I'm getting emails about underground power lines. I'm like, wait, what?
We had to have a boat. We passed this whole undergrounding. It was a thing. And I was like, all right, that's something I never want to do again.
Yeah, it's brutal.
The last thing I just sent you guys in the group chat, a photo. A woman claims she was arrested at an airport for being too good looking. Meanwhile, the real reason is she skipped out on a check at a Chili's Tex-Mex, which is why she was arrested. But you tell me. I mean, you guys obviously have the evidence now.
Huh. She's all right. I mean, she's all right.
I'm going to go with no. I'm going to say she skipped her check.
I'm not going to go with that you so dope they arrested.
Definitely not.
Nah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you. drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.